Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down like I always do, man. I just jumped off of NSB Radio, and I'm back in the building again on Street Queens, the movement, man. We always positive sisters doing positive things in the building, man. And remember this, man. Your work is basically measured on how much effort you put out there. You know what I'm saying? What you get back is basically what you put out. You know what I'm saying? So, basically, man, if you expecting something like success or anything to gain from a situation, you got to put the work in first, you know, to get it back, point blank. You know what I'm saying? So I'm representing for the Street Queens, the movement. Shout out to a couple of my queens. They're not feeling good, man. This flu and sickness since the change of weather's been, you know, going around, and also the, you know, the moving of the time forward has kind of got a lot of people drained. You know, I'm tired. I'm here, but I'm still getting in the game. Check me out in North Carolina with Young Soldier doing his 1-2 on his music video, and you know, your Ron Brown's Jump Off is going down this March. You know, the 14th. Check that out. Today's show, Street Queens, the movement. Make sure, remember that you respect the callers and respect the people. The show is going to be an hour today. It's not going to be that long. If you guys want to call in at 347-826-7722. You can call in anonymous, or you could just talk to us about your problems or situation in regards to the topic we're talking to about today. Make sure you check us out at www.streetqueensmovement.ning.com. Email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. myspace.com/streetqueensthemovement. Every 15 minutes or so, we go to the lines and talk to people and ask them what they think about the situation. Shout out to Triple Platinum Underground, definitely doing a 1-2. Catch them out each and every Friday doing a 1-2. We're going to do some quick commercials real quick. And the topic today, we're talking about weight loss, obesity. Like, what is the world, you know, putting on us? What are we supposed to actually look like? Are we supposed to be real skinny? Are we supposed to be extra buff? What is it, man? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Go to the commercial.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
Every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, TriplePlatinumUnderground.com. Get down with the underground.
Yeah. This your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Like I said, man, we talking about obesity, talking about, you know, weight loss, talking about natural, talking about chemical, different ways, different stars that took them, you know, the different roles in order to lose weight due to health problems and for just being vain. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go to the line and go check out my girl Emma, E2K Magazine. What's up? Peace, queen. I know you ain't feeling good, boo.
Peace, queen.
You have to forgive me. But, you know, I have to still call in. The show must go on, you know? We street queens.
That's what it is, man. That's the soldier right there calling in support. And that's the troop right there, the trooper. E2K Magazine, man. You know, definitely doing that one, too. And I'm going to go in on the line again. I got another person on the line. Is this Trip?
Yeah, I'm trying to call anonymous.
Call anonymous.
What's up? What's up, Lushy Lush, sweet Emma? How you doing, ladies?
Peace.
That's what it is, man. You about to be our street king today.
Yeah, I can wear the crown if it fits me, you already know.
Yeah, you about to be our street king today, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk about the situation. And then we're going to have some updates about upcoming events like that you got going on, Trip, Emma got going on, and, you know, what happened a couple of days, you know, last weekend and everything like that. And we definitely going to get it in tonight. I got another call on here. Let me check this out. Let me check this out. Who's this over here? 804? What's up, 804?
How you doing? This is Queen.
This is who?
Queen.
Queen.
Peace.
Peace.
How you doing?
Good. Thank you for calling, Queen.
Is that him?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I lost my voice.
Oh, my God. I'm up there praying for you.
Thank you for calling, though.
Not a problem.
Lush, let her know what the show is about.
Yeah, today's show is about weight loss, you know, different situations, you know what I'm saying, talking about weight loss. You know, America, you know, basically, you know, has like a vision of how, you know, men and women are supposed to be in this today and age, you know what I'm saying? But due to all these products, food and everything that we eat now, you know, everybody's so stuck on, we need to go, you know, holistic, or we need to be a vegan, we need to do that, we need to do this, that, and the third, you know. We were talking about just, you know, the percentage of people that are overweight, you know, in the United States of America, you know, even for my children, you know.
Right,
we got children that are like 5 years old, and they're weighing like 100 and some pounds. You know, that's crazy. And Queen, you gonna stay on the line with us, cause you gonna be our honorary substitute queen tonight, all right, boo?
Oh, I'm gonna definitely hold him down. I'm gonna hold it down. Oh my God, her voice, it hurts for me. I need you to take I'm serious. I need you to have like a teaspoon of honey and a teaspoon of vinegar.
I did that, but you know, I'll keep doing it.
Oh, she sounds so cute, like a Minnie Mouse.
Great.
Okay, that's funny.
Man.
I'm gonna look out for you, Em.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
What it is. And for the people listening, man, this is a situation, man. The first half, the majority of the first half, we're going to talk about obesity. We're going to talk about updates on what's going on. Okay, man, like 58 million American adults from the age of 20 to 74 are overweight, according to the database, the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, right?
Okay.
People in America has increased 25% to 30% between the time of 1980 to 1991. So it has to be ridiculous now, because I mean, every day you're looking at Maury and you're like, wow, how is this child this big? I mean, it don't make no sense. You wearing grown people clothes 5 years old. Come on, man.
Yeah. And it's really sad, because some of the parents think it's cute.
Mm-hmm.
They think that if they put their children in like a sport or something, the children's weight is going to eventually tone down, and the daughters will be sick, and the sons will have some weight on them. But I mean, it's pretty sad. I mean, and I think another thing, you know, as parents, we're like to blame as well, because here it is, we cater to them when they want all of this junk. So here it is, they want two cheeseburgers instead of one cheeseburger, and we're giving it to them. And there comes a time where we got to tell them, hey, you know, you're a kid. We need to, like, shrink that appetite a little bit.
That's true. That's the truth. And with being overweight, with us as being, you know, being Latin, being African-American, even, you know, being, you know, Caucasian, we suffer
right.
from problems of diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, gallbladder disease, arthritis, breathing problems, and some other forms of cancer.
Right. Just, exactly.
You know, and
yeah.
that's the biggest problem, you know. And if you have like injuries, right? If you got like ankle injuries or you have back problems, you know, it's extra hard for you to deal with those situations when you're overweight.
Exactly. And I mean also your knees, because I know for me, when I was in the military, I developed back problems and knee problems, even though it was like a result of working out and, you know, being strenuous and things. But the thing is, now I'm at the point where there is some weight on me, and it doesn't help the back or the knees. It hurts it even more. So I find myself taking to any type of workout program I could possibly come across, and I've done it all. From when, you know, I used to work at Bally, so I worked a lot with personal trainers. I've done the Weight Watchers. I've done the Tybo. And right now I'm currently doing P90X, which is, it falls under the umbrella of Beachbody.
Wow.
I've heard of that.
Yes. You guys have seen the infomercial P90X. I'm going to tell you. This is my third week I'm in right now. And my first 2 weeks, I lost 6 pounds, and I lost 5 inches off the waist. So I'm going to stick with it, you know. My cousin, she also did one of their programs, and she said, oh, my God, girl, it worked. She said, I did it for 6 weeks, and I lost 36 pounds.
Wow.
And I was, yeah, that's awesome, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, here it is. She's telling me this, and she said, you know, you just got to really be consistent with it and understand it's a life changer, you know? So what I did to stay motivated,
Where do you find this information to go look up this?
The P90X, okay, you can go on my website because I became a coach for them because I own so many of their products. And the website is www.beachbodycoach.com/Ms. Cunningham. And that's MSCUNNINGHAM. And if you go on my MySpace, you also see the link in our blog section. So if you like myspace.com/queensonly, you'll see some information on the Team Beachbody product.
That's what's up. So you stay consistent with the whole situation. And I think the problem is, and I think Emma and Tripp would think, I think sometimes it's us as Americans, we try to go on these crash diets like, you know, before they had the Ephedra. Everybody was on the Ephedra product,
yeah.
The Stackers and all that. But at the same time, it caused heart problems and all kinds of situations like that, you know. But I wish I could get my hands on some Ephedra. But
yeah, yeah.
Oh, the Atkins diet. You remember the Atkins? I did Atkins.
The Atkins.
Oh, yeah,
did that work?
I lost 10 pounds in a week.
Wow, see? That's
I got into that dress.
She said, I got into that dress. Well, see, MC, you know what? That's great and all. I'm glad you got into that dress. But then it comes a time when we find ourselves saying, damn, do we want a temporary fix or do we want something permanent? But
you're
then,
right.
You know,
I wanted a permanent. So I went back to the doctor and got that shit sucked out.
And see, that's what happened to me, too. We have to go under the knife to be fly. And the media doesn't help. We see J-Lo or Beyonce. We want to look fly, too. We got to go under the knife.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still sexy, though.
Oh,
I'm still sexy,
yeah.
Though.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, with the P90X, it's a 90-day program. So I'll be done with my program, like, the end of May. So by then, we'll be able to do a follow-up, and I'll report to you my overall weight loss.
You gotta do before and after pictures, man, and send them in so we can see that, girl.
I'm gonna do that for you guys. I'm gonna take my picture tonight because I was supposed to have took my picture weeks ago. But what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna take my picture tonight and I'm gonna take my picture to the end when I'm done with the overall program, and we're gonna look at the results.
Mm-hmm.
And I was checking out some stuff on my website today. I'm gonna get the hip hop abs because when I found out that Diddy loves it, I said, let me take a look at this stuff. And I saw it. I was like, okay, let me work on abs a bit. So I'm going to go ahead and order the hip-hop abs, try to get this stomach looking right for the summertime.
I ain't mad at you.
The perfect time to work out.
Yeah, I'm mad at you.
Yeah, this is like the perfect time. So I'm glad that you guys are doing this show. I mean, that's really cool that you're trying to uplift people, inspire them, and encourage them to get that weight off, because it's not just about losing the weight, it's about being healthy, and it's not just about being healthy for yourself. You have to be healthy for your kids.
Yeah.
You gotta want to be active and do things with them, and there comes a time when, hell, your kids are going to be like, yo, my mom or my dad is, like, huge, and they don't do nothing. They're just lazy. I could never do nothing with them because they weren't active enough. So, you know, I'm getting that energy up, and I'm pushing. I'm pushing for it. That's my goal, you know.
And you know, another situation for the ladies, to my ladies that are suffering and having fibroids. Now, I have fibroids, right? And the situation is that the more when you gait, because it's a fatty tissue, almost like a tumor, and if you the more weight you gain, the bigger your fibroids come. Understand?
Uh-huh.
And the less weight that you lose, the more you lose, the more smaller they shrink. So that's another problem why, you know, we have to try to, you know, lose the weight. And just like me at being ex-Army, too, I got bad ankles, you know.
Okay.
I cannot be, like, you know, super because, in another situation, you know, back problems caused from that, all different kind of things. And how is it for you, Tripp, as being a man? You know, do men feel pressure like the females do?
No.
Let me ask you, you a man, so go ahead and let us know how you feel.
I mean, I think the pressure is all put on ourselves, honestly. You know, I'm not a little dude by any stretch of the imagination, so I've been really thinking about lately is going on doing the lemon cleanse. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
Oh, my God. I was talk about that. I did that. I'm not going to lie to you guys. It works. Beyonce did it for
Dreamgirls. Yeah.
And Robin from Howard Stern did it. I did it for 10 consecutive days. I lost.
Yeah.
I could see the first thing you lose is inches off your stomach. It's not no lie. But if you do not stay consistent, you'll gain that weight back up. But I still have my drinking in, but if you stay on it, man, I swear you can lose that weight. Like Emma said, you can lose that weight to get in that dress, get in pants, and you see the difference. Seriously, it works. But the thing about it is, hey, you ain't going to have no food except for that cayenne pepper, that maple syrup, and that lemon juice.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'm a cook. Like, I don't cook professionally anymore, but I used to. So definitely when I cook at home now, I like to go all out. And, you know, being from Indiana, you know, it's all meat and potatoes here. So, you know, it's like, you know, I like my steaks and I like, you know, hamburgers and, you know, everything like that. And it's like the pressure is definitely put on yourself, I think, more than any added pressure from your peers or anything. I mean, you may think that there's pressure, but if, you know, close friends or family or whatever, you know, they should love you for who you are, but, you know, sometimes, you know, they may worry about your health and things of that nature, so... You know, whatever you feel comfortable with and healthy with, you know, I think it's all right, you know. But, you know, me, myself, it's just I'm trying to cleanse, you know, just my body, and I would like to lose a little weight. You know, my situation, I just can't go out and exercise just whenever I want, so.
Yeah, and it's It's a good cleansing. It will flush you out. That I'm gonna tell all you guys that's listening. Google, lemonade, cleanser. It's the Master Cleanse. Lemonade Master Cleanse. Google it. It's a picture with Beyonce on it. I'm telling you, you do it, you're going to lose weight. It's crazy. And we'll have the recipe on Street Queens The Movement after this show, so it'll be up there if you guys want to do it yourself. And I'm telling you, man, it works. And another thing, I don't know if you guys know about colonics, but, you know, majority of the food that we digest doesn't really, you know, process fully. It sits in our stomach and gets stuck in our intestines. And a lot of times we think our stomach is big, but a lot of that is food that hasn't digested yet. And sometimes if you go and go get a colonic, it will basically flush you, your stomach goes down, and you see all this process, all this food that's still stuck in your intestines, okay? Look up colonics. It's a good thing.
I've done it.
And they do it a lot in New York. Emma knows that. You know, they do it a lot.
In Harlem,
yeah.
In Harlem.
That's cute.
Anybody that's listening, this is not a little girl. This is an adult, okay?
She sounds like a little girl. That is so cute.
Gee, I'm trying to be sexy and you're calling me cute.
Oh, that's
a good
one. I'm sorry. It's been sexy now.
Thank you.
What's up,
that's
good.
Sexy on, man. The only one I'm going to turn on is a pedophile right now. That's horrible.
That's funny.
Y'all crazy. Stay on the line. We got another caller on the line, man. 215, you're live in the building with the Street Queens and Street King. We got Queen on the building, your girl E2K, Chip of Triple Platinum Underground, and your girl Lushy Lush. What's up, 215?
What's up? How you doing?
Good.
How's everybody doing?
Hey,
Christina? Yeah. Is this Emma?
Yeah, I told you my voice
was I thought that was you. I'm so sorry.
Thank you for calling in.
No problem. I wanted to make a comment on the weight loss, and also, like, I know for me, due to environmental backgrounds, because of the fact that I used to live in Florida, and when you're in Florida, you see a lot more people that want to take care of their bodies. I come to Philly, and the whole entire winter and the long winters, I'm doing nothing but eating and sitting on the couch and not wanting to go out and not wanting to work out and not wanting to eat anything healthy. I'm sitting just watching movies, and it's hard to take care of my body while I'm up here. It's a different lifestyle, a different environment up here, to the point where it's like I can't even drag myself out to start jogging around the playground like I used to.
And that's the truth. You're not even lying about it, because I went down to Florida. In Miami, even the children are like they're born and bred to just have these tight, elite bodies. Like, everybody looks like on the runway. The men are, like, cut up. The women's abs are ridiculous. And you're like, when you go down there and you have a little bit of chub, you feel like you're out of place. Did I step into the exercise zone? You know? So the thing about it, I feel what she's saying is the fact that if you're used to a certain area and then you get around, and you basically become, like, the product of your environment. If most
That's
people...
Right.
You don't have a lot of people. And another thing, too, Chris, with people listening, it's kind of hard just staying in a regimen when you're the only one person that's really into doing it, and you really don't have that whole team of people that says, come on, girl, let's do it, to encourage each other. The food is accessible. It's sitting right there in your face. So you get bored and you eat the food, and you know how we women do. Well, it's there. We're going to just warm up this Hot Pocket. We're going to pop some corn. You know what I'm saying? Call it, drink this soda and call it a day. And another thing to let people know, Water, baby. Water, 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 water.
Water, water, water. I got you on that one. 820.
I don't like water.
A lot of people, and you know the thing about it in the military.
I get nauseous, for real. Like, I get nauseous.
Get the flavor water.
Yeah, in the military, they force you to drink water, private drink water, huh?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And I've been spitting and vomiting.
Oh, God.
I know it's good for you. I mean, I tell everybody to drink water, but then I'll be like, pass me the juice.
And the thing about it is, another thing is like, okay, a lot of, just as females, we have to cleanse ourselves with our urine. If you're not drinking enough water, you know, it's coming out dark, even for men. It causes a lot of, you know, UTIs, urinary, you know what I'm saying, tract infection. You know what I'm saying? And you know, also for men, also in women, you know, our kidneys. We need to flush out most of this nonsense that's in our body. You know, if you're and all that stuff, you need to flush your body out with water. And also, majority of our body is made up of water, okay?
Yeah.
You know, and when we're perspiring or exercising or doing something, we need to replenish ourselves with that water. Plus, it clears up our skin. You know, actually drinking sodas dehydrates our body, honestly.
Yeah.
Why do you think you're thirsty after the next soda?
All that sugar that's in the soda.
Yeah, you know. So the other situation that, you know, that we find ourselves dealing with is, you know, the temptation. And I'm sorry, y'all. We get caught up in the subliminal messages. We all do. That thirst quenching soda, pop soda, and it's all dripping, ice cold looking. Dang, Pepsi. I need a Pepsi
sure
right now. We get caught up in that mess, you know.
Yeah, we do.
You know, you see
and
that poor.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Emma.
Oh, no, no, I was just going to say it. I haven't had sodas in weeks with this program I'm on. And I think I'm going to kick the habit, even though it tastes so good. I know it has a lot of sugar, though. And I'm seeing that I'm losing in my face just by laying off of sodas.
And not also just that, to let people know also, some of the juices, you have to read the label, a lot of our juices have a lot of sugar in them, okay? A lot of them have a lot of sugar in them. You have to look at that, okay? You have to make sure, if you're getting, make sure that it is pure orange juice, okay? Because we have a lot of sugar in it. Try to stay away from too many juices, okay? When you feel like you're thirsty, replenish that with water. I know you don't like it. I know you hate it, but you got to replenish it with water, okay? We need water in our system. Yes, Emma, I'm talking to you.
I know. I drink it cold, though. I put it in the freezer, and I wait till I'm thirsty, and then I drink it. But it's like drinking medicine. That's horrible. I know. Forgive me.
For those of you who don't know, she just said it's like drinking medicine. It's horrible. Forgive her.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're Emma's interpreters today, you know, because Emma's this horse. She ain't, but she's a soldier. She came through as a street queen, holding it down like she always do. Make sure y'all pick up E2K magazine, and I'm gonna tell y'all, man, that the hot new cover with Liza Rios, Big Pun's wife, is hot as I don't know what, man. Got crazy articles in there, man. It's sick as ridiculous. The car drive that we have that went down for DJ Carl Blaze in Harlem was successful. It was wonderful. We want to thank all the people that showed up to do they one too, man. Definitely, man, for real. Y'all need to support Emma. She's doing a one too, man. And like I said, man, with the obesity, man, we really, really could. We really, and the thing about African Americans and Latin people, we have the highest rate in regards to diabetes nowadays, and more as we go into, you know, evolving as human beings, we're getting a higher rate of, diabetes, and it's crazy because a lot of people go, you know, because you know there's two types. You got type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Type 1 you're full blown and you have to get insulin shots. Type two, you can, in regards to your diet, you know, you can and keep that together. But if you don't, you're liable to become a type one. And see, when you're eating all this greasy food, this pork, you know, these chitlins and all that mess, it's tasting all good and succulent to you at the end. So you got to realize that we got to suffer at the end for this situation. And that's the situation that we have to think about. We have to be healthy for our children. And Emma, I know in the Latin community, right, and even Africans, because I'm Nigerian, sometimes when you go to, like, foreigner people's house, if you don't eat at their house, it's almost like you're committing a sin. You understand?
Yeah. They're offended, too. They get offended.
Let me tell you something. I'm a Latin woman, and when I step into my Latin home, and if I don't eat their pork shoulders, which is pernil, they look at me crooked-eyed because I'm a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat meat, and that's like a big offense. They look at me with their open eyes like, who's she trying to, look at her, who's she trying to be? I'm trying to be healthy, goddammit. I'm not trying to eat things that they kill, you know?
Yeah.
But I do it for health reasons. Some people do it for religious reasons. I do it for health. It's no good for my body. I don't digest it well. I don't digest meat well. So I let it go. And I'm a vegan.
Yeah, and see, the thing is, and I've seen a lot of people turn into the be, you know, I never knew what tofu was, right, until like last year. And, yo, tofu is really no taste, but you can make it like whatever you want to. You can make it taste like chicken, okay? So the thing about it is, you know, to determine, I mean, you can be straight on fish and eat fish, chicken, you know, or you can just wash the portions that you eat. We're not saying starve yourself. You know, whatever regimen is good for you. And if you don't have access to a gym, because I know we're in a recession, and we know them gym prices be high as I don't know what, and you know, and I ain't going to drop no names, but they tell you to sign up for $19 a month, then they got you.
I think I know who she's talking about.
I'm going to drop no names, though. They know who they are, though. They know who they are. But anyway... But if you don't have access to the gym, you know, you can also, you know, you can always use, you know, two water bottles as weights to get your weight on, you know what I'm saying? Walk up and down the you know what I'm saying? You know, do some jogging if your legs are bad, do a little bit of walking, sprint.
They say to walk at least a good half an hour a day.
Mhm.
To walk at least half an hour a day. When it's consistent, you have to do it every day.
Uh-huh, and that's the truth. And I work at a school, and the ladies, what they do at the school, because it's a three-level school, what they do is they bring their tennis shoes, and they walk around the school. During their lunch break, they walk around the school maybe like 30 minutes or so and just walk around the school because they know they don't have time to do it. So they walk around the school. That's their little routine.
That's good.
As Americans, we as people need to really be aware of what we're consuming, because the fact of the matter is that no one's walking a mile in our shoes. We are. And we have to remember that we have to live for our children. We have to live for ourselves. You know, we got people that are dying at the age of 50-something.
And younger.
And younger, that are dying from diabetes and from obesity.
Yeah.
Okay. We have, you know, rest in peace, Pun. You got Pun, you know.
Yeah.
We got Pun. We got celebrities like Missy Elliott, you know, my twin out there, you know, shout out to Missy. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? We got her out there, and she had to lose weight because of health problems, you know. So, and then you got your girl Star Jones, but, you know, she did it for vain purposes. But let me tell you, okay, let me tell you something now. If you get a gastric bypass, all right, and they tape your stomach up, girl, make sure you work out because it's nasty to see that hanging neck looking like some gizzard neck. That is not cute. Oh, so make sure you clean that up.
She's laughing.
Well, she wrong.
But it's the truth, though.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt, no doubt. But
I mean, at least you didn't call no names.
Right.
I just said that, you know, when you're getting a gastric bypass and you're taping your stomach up, we don't want to see hanging flesh anywhere, okay? So if you got to tape it up, sew it up, flop it up, flip it up, fry it up, I don't care. Do something, because I don't want to see it.
Hey, Emma. Are you a vegan or are you a vegetarian?
You know what? That's a good question. I'm glad you asked me that. I started just not eating at the beginning, just not eating red meat and only eating chicken.
Uh-huh.
And then I gave up meat in its entirety. So now I'm going into the organic. So I'm kind of like, I'm in between, I don't know, I think it's a vegetarian and a vegan stage.
Cool.
Okay. So you still can eat, like eggs or milk or cheese?
I've changed the milk to organic. I'm doing organic milk. The eggs, there's organic eggs, but I do it less. Like a lot less. I know I'm supposed to stop eating, and I but it's hard. I'm going little by little.
Yeah, you have to.
I know. But I don't eat egg as much as I used to before. I used to eat egg breakfast, you know, like really, and I don't do that. I may eat it maybe every 2 weeks, something like that. You know, I haven't stopped cold turkey. I know I have to do that. But that's what I'm saying. I'm like in between there. I'm like in the process.
I'm in the journey.
Right.
You have to gradually do it, because if you stop cold turkey, you're just going to run back to it anyway.
Absolutely.
And
yeah,
it's not healthy, I don't think, either.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, just like with the people that, you know, they love eggs, they egg lovers, hey, you can always get egg whites, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But you're not supposed to eat no type part of eggs.
Yeah, it's not the product, it's the fact that it comes from, you know, chicken.
And the chicken is alive, it's living things.
Right.
That's what vegans eat. That's what she's talking about. I'm talking about me over here now.
you're not by yourself.
There ain't nothing better than the middle of the yolk and the egg, man. I'm sorry. That's the best part of the egg, too.
I have to take it out.
You got to come over here now to the people that are totally vegan, to the people over here that just want to be slightly healthy. that don't just want to eat like a rabbit. They want to eat some little substance in there.
Yeah,
but it's like,
we need some
substance. Vegan, and I love you for being a bigger, more power to you. I love you, girl, but sometimes I like a little bit of your, you know, some tender muscles, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, there's nothing wrong with the people that want to eat dead carcasses.
Oh, Lord. She has to go there. She has to go there.
You're wrong for that one.
You know what? I'm about to go eat me. Look, I'm about to go do my yoga and eat my chicken salad.
Let me tell you something. It took a lot of years for me to make this decision, you know, so it's not for everybody, you know, everything is not for everybody.
But if you're able to go hard like Emma, man, more power to you, but I know I'll be fell out on the ground.
But listen to me. When you stop eating meat, you preserve younger. you preserve younger. And that's prime example, because if you go see my sexy pictures, y'all stop eating me, too.
You know what? I stopped eating at one time for 2 years. I stopped. But one day we went to McDonald's, and I want a burger. And I left that behind me for a burger. I was like, oh, I need a burger.
Oh. I'm going to tell y'all all So I'm going to let y'all know, too, for y'all McDonald-loving, eating McNugget type shake type, tell y'all like this, man. Y'all got to slow down on this McDonald's, because I'm going to tell you, I done seen kids that done got constipated and everything. If your child hasn't taken a dump, okay, for a couple of weeks and her stomach or his stomach is hurting, you know why, because you feeding her McDonald's or him McDonald's every single day. Children need a well-balanced meal every single day, okay? Even if you're busy, go to places like Boston Market or a place where they sell fresh things, where you can get something that's fresh for your kid, you know, give them a snack or something, because this stuff is processed. You know, you don't know what it's fried in. These kids they can't eat stuff every single day.
And you don't know how many times they don't drop them nuggets and that meat for the burger on the floor, because I used to work at McDonald's. That's nasty, I tell you, nasty. They drop them shit on the floor.
5 second rule. 5 second rule.
Oh, gosh.
If it's no more than 5 seconds on the floor, it's good.
5 second rule.
Oh, man, too crazy.
Wait a minute, does that
apply
to burgers? On a greasy
floor
with greasy shoes?
You know what we used
to do? Hey, depends where you're at. I've heard 30-second rule before,
you know,
too, so.
Listen to me. You know what we used to do to the people who used to come from the clubs drunk? At 2 or 3 in the morning, they used to be yelling, yeah, let me get a burger. We used to do specials for them. You don't want to even know what was ever special.
Wow.
Watch how you order out when you come from the club, people.
I'm telling you, y'all better be nice to the people, even the Chinese. Y'all better be nice to the people that are doing your food. Be nice to them, because they do special surprise for you. Special surprise for you.
I don't want to eat 2K special.
You definitely don't want to eat 2K special.
That's
right. Right there.
Not special for you. Not my night. Special for you.
And then you're smiling in their face. Have a great evening.
My God. And like I said to my people that do want to eat, make sure y'all, instead of eating that bacon from that pig, man, get that turkey bacon, man. Get that white, man. You know what I'm saying? And stay away from the yellow cheeses, man, and, you know, and like I said, cut down on your juices, man. Water. You can't go wrong with water, man. For real, don't overkill yourself with water, but get some water. Let's get it in your body. Let's get it in your system.
Water,
man. Yes, baby.
Should you take some water after the Patron?
Oh, no. As long as you're getting that water, eh?
As long as you get water after that Patron, baby. Get on the alcohol. Wild as I don't know what, man. We definitely getting it in Street Queens, the movement. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to a quick commercial, man. We talked about the obesity, man. For real, it's a serious problem, man. Let's get on our job. Let's get healthy, man. Challenge yourself. Even if you can't do a whole month, do 2 weeks or 3 days or something, man. Build yourself up to the point where, you know, you want some results, man. And if you got a team of people, get together with local people. And also, like, win a recession. Maybe you can volunteer your time at the gym, and maybe they give you a free workout, you know, pass or something like that, man. Mm-hmm. Different situations, we need to get it together, man. This is 09, man. It's our time to shine. Summer coming up. You want that sexy body, man, because you want to wear that hat shirt. You want to wear that bikini and be like, bone chicka wong wong. You know what you got.
Hold on, do the song again. Let me do the walk. Do the song. Go. I did a slow motion walk like I was sexy. But yeah, like I said, and if anybody, you know, wants to like reach out to me, if they're like looking for a coach, you know, they can definitely hit me up too. So they can find me on MySpace at Queens Only.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Hey, I gotta get with you, Queen. With Queens Only, for real, man, girl. You know, you the hottest person to find in the world, man, for real. Queen. For real.
How was it hard to find me? See, M found me. M knew how to hit me up.
No. Say then, I'm one of the, me and Emma, one of the hottest working women in the world, and some of my secret. Woman right here? Yo, I swear to God, her gonna fight. After I get off, I'm gonna call her, because we gonna fight. Love her to death, man, and definitely hit her up about the coach. But y'all stay on the line with me, Queen, okay, and Trip. When we come back, we're going to give people updates on what's going on in y'all area and what's popping, all right?
Well, actually, you know what? I want to stay. I really do, but I got to get my workout on. I got to go do my yoga and then eat my salad because I'm off my schedule tonight.
That's
it.
Man.
Ooh,
man, she's
responsible for that.
I have to do an hour worth of yoga, and then I got to eat my salad, and it's late. I should have had it at 6:30, but I was at my son's practice, so.
Oh, wow. That's what's up, man. Can you just give your updates, and when we come back, we're going to go with Tripp, and can you give your updates on what's going down with for Queens Only and different things that's going down?
Okay, as far as with Queens Only, we're looking at trying to do our first online publication around the beginning of May.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, because I've been working on that like a year and a half, and thank God I have him. I call her sometimes and ask her for some advice. Aside from that, I'm doing this Team Beachbody Coach thing, trying to get people healthy and get people in shape. Because you know what? Summer is a few months around the corner. So, I mean, if you can do a program for 90 days and in the comfort of your own home and not have to pay like $1,000-something a year for a gym membership, I say go for it, you know? You got to take care of yourself, and you know, you want to look good. Summer's coming up, you know. Weddings are coming up, all types of things. I have two people that contacted me. One has a wedding coming up, and one has a class reunion, so I'm going to begin coaching them soon as well. Aside from that, you know, people, if you need help with fixing up meal plans, I can help you with that. I can help you work with your schedule as far as time of day you work out. If you need some motivation, I'll stay on the phone with you while you work out. That's how nice and dedicated I am.
What's up? I'll talk
to you and push you over the phone. You know, I got the Bluetooth on. If you ever wanted to work out with me, I'll throw in one of my DVDs and you can throw in one. I work out with my Bluetooth on. I'm doing it. But, you know, that's basically it for me. And if you want to check out the Team Beachbody, like I said, you can look for that. Actually, what I'll do is I'll go by M's page and I'll leave a link for it.
Well, actually, go to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com and you need to go ahead and sign up on there and put all your information that you got going on because you are a queen.
Hey, we queens. I'm going to definitely stop by and hit you guys up, okay? And you know you got hit by the little pretty, what's that thing, M? You got the little pretty thing I left in the comment section for you? I did not do chains, but I left a chain for you.
I know. I was like, he's chaining? What's going on?
You know what? I thought it was actually cute.
It is cute.
Okay, this is the only one I'm going to pass around, and that was it, you know? But, yeah, I would definitely stop by streetqueens.mean.com, and I'll leave some information for everybody, okay?
Thank you.
But thanks for having me. And I'm
thank
gonna
you for
go
calling.
And, yeah, not a problem. Girl, anytime. I'm about to go and shed some inches.
I ain't mad at you. Shed like 5 for me.
Oh, well, I'm going to do that. Okay,
girl,
but you guys have a good evening, okay?
Thank you.
All
right, be blessed, and thanks for having me.
Be blessed, too. That's what it is. Work it out.
Adrian.
We're going to go to a quick commercial. We're going to come back, and we're going to give y'all some updates on what's going down, you know, some of the events we got from Trip to Emma and, you know, all that we got doing, man. We're getting it in. Street Queens, the movement. We can't stop. We won't stop, man. I'm not Rockefeller. I'm Lushy Lush, y'all.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a mag? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at e2kmagazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
Every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, TriplePlatinumUnderground.com. Get down with the underground.
Yeah, this is your girl, Lushy Lush, and I'm just telling you, man, if you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom-made jackets, from furs to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy, we have exclusive fashion and furs, yeah, holla exclusive fashion and furs at www.myspace.com. Exclusive fashion, the number 4, real. Or www.myspace.com/PotterJoh, PotterJoh. Or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion.
Yeah, 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 it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. I make the grown man blush. Pisces in the building. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my girl, Emma E2K. February 19th, your girl, March 19th. Pisces in the building. Triple Platinum Underground each and every Friday at 11 o'clock. Yeah. Shout out to Doc Holiday, Legion of Beats. www.strictlybone1.com. One of the sponsors that was doing a 1-2 at the DJ Car Blaze event. And all my people doing a 1-2 Street Saman, all my street queens, CG, Toy, Felicia, CG, all of y'all, man. I love y'all. Lissette, Lissette, let's get it in. All day, everyday, consultingguy.net. We're going back to the lines. And we're about to give y'all updates of what's really going on. Emma, man, I know your voice is kind of hoarse, but... some updates on...
Why you can't start with Trip? Why you can't start with Trip?
Okay, Trip,
Lady
go
first.
Ahead, Trip.
Lady first, I'm
Trip. You know what, Trip? You know why? You lucky I like you.
I am.
Okay, I'm going to try to make this without straining it too much because I need my voice for Saturday. Hi, it's your girl, Emma E2K, sounding like a 7-year-old. I want to shout out all the sponsors that rocked with me last Sunday for the first annual DJ Car Blaze Coat Drive. Can you understand what I just said?
Yeah, I want. She wants to send a shout out to all the people that rocked with her on Sunday. All the sponsors for the DJ Car Blaze Coat Drive on Sunday in Harlem. So that's why she's about to do the shout-out. I'm going to interpret if you can't understand what she's saying. All right?
Okay. So I want to shout-out Lush Radio.
She wants to shout-out Lush Radio.
Soul Pitch Media.
Star Pitch Media.
Soul. Like you got soul.
Okay.
Oh.
Soul Pitch Media.
Yes. Strictly Bump One.
Strictly Bump One.
It's a She Thing Entertainment.
The She Thing Entertainment.
Two Advanced Design.
She Event Design.
The number two.
Two advanced. Advanced Design.
Design. Street Queens.
Street Queens.
www.centerprintny.com.
www.centerprintny.com. www.centerprintny.com.
Streetsonmine.com.
Streetsonmine.com.
And Old Earth Creates.
Old Earth Creates.
.etsy.
.epsy.
.com.
.com.
Yes. I think I'm done. And everybody else from that neighborhood, from Audubon and St. Nicholas that came out and brand coats. And these coats were brand new coats. And they were real nice coats. I was ready to take some, but then I remember why I was there, and I left them.
She said she wanted to send a shout out for all the people that was in the area, around in the Harlem, around the St. Nicholas area, and all the other blocks that came through. And she said that the coats were really nice. All of the coats were brand new. She said some of them were kind of really, really nice, and, you know, she kind of had lost herself, and she was like, I had to remember why I'm here, you know what I'm saying? So I had to leave the coast, you know what I'm saying? I had to leave the coast.
Because I got online to get coast, and I said, why am I online? I can't take a coast. And then I also want to shout out, of course, his wife, his mother, and his three sisters that were there present helping. You know, make it happen.
She wants to shout out DJ Cosplay's wife, his mother, and his three children. And his three sisters that were there that were helping with the coat drive.
It was cousins. He had cousins. He had nephews. I mean, there was a lot of family there. Everybody came together. It was a beautiful moment. We got to give coats to people that really needed them.
She said he had cousins, you know, a lot of family over there. You know, it was a wonderful experience, and they were able to really give coats back to the needs, to people that really, really need it, you know what I'm saying, to less fortunate out there. And we basically DJ Carl Blaze, because he always gave back to his community, so this was in honor to him. And this was the first annual, so if you want to get on the list to support, because we're going to be doing this, you know, every year, so if you want to get locked in, you know, for this situation, you know, you can always email Emma or Twitter her, you know what I'm saying? Just Google E2K Magazine or go to E2KMagazineOnline.com and hit Emma directly. And, you know, she'll definitely link up with you, you know, if you want to get, you know, on the roster for that.
And the photos, all the photos will be posted on E2KMagazineOnline.com.
Yeah, and all the photos for the event will be posted. I have some, but we're going to have some more on Lush Radio Online, but on E2K Magazine, the photos will be posted up there so you guys can look at that and check that out. And they'll be on Street Queens Movement also and Lush Radio Online. So check for that in the coming days. Yeah.
And then Saturday, I'm going to be in Trenton, New Jersey, repping the Street Queens. We're going to go see Ron Bros. Pop Champagne. Oh!
So she says that this Saturday, you know, like I told y'all, we got the event Ron Browns, sponsored by A Game Magazine, Stack Money, you know, and E2K Magazine, Lush Radio Online, you know, and others. Shout out to CZ. They doing an event in New Jersey. Ron Browns. Y'all can check out Magazine Online and Lush Radio, LushRadioOnline.com, and you can check out the flyers in our blogging area and check it out. And check it out, man. If you're in the Jersey area, she's gonna be there Saturday. And if you wanna, you know, get snap or get some pictures with the sexy, lovely E2K Emma, the one and one. Oh, holla at her at that event. You know what I'm saying? So check that out.
And I do bar mitzvahs. Let people know I do bar mitzvahs.
She does bar mitzvahs also. Anyway. shout out to all my Jews, man, for real. Shout out to all the Jews people out there. I love y'all, man. Y'all definitely doing y'all thing. I need a Jew, though, to help me out. What's up? Holla at me. Jews out there, holla at me, man.
He got to own at least two buildings.
He got to own, like, two buildings, son. Brownstones, man. Real talk. Simmons got one. I need one, man. Holla at me, man. Right here. Lush Radio, man. I'm putting in applications, man. So that's what it is, man. So Trip, man. Trip, what you got any events going on, my dude?
You already know it. Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, Triple Platinum Underground Radio. That's the only event worth tuning in here in the state of Indiana right now. So you might as well get on while you can.
What it is, man. Check out your.
Can you call in or you have to? It's online.
Oh yeah, you can call in tripleplatinumunderground.com. I do got some good interviews. Renacy, you know, Lush hooking it up. Renacy from the Bay, he's gonna be on, as well as Young Soldier gonna call in during the glow party the night before the video shoot. So everybody that don't know about that, Young Soldier, the video glow going down. What is it? The 15th, Lush?
It's Saturday? Going down the 14th, actually.
The 14th.
14th. You already know what it is, so, you know, tune in or be tuned out.
That's what it is. Make sure y'all check that out, man. You know, that's going to be on the Best Damn Radio. That's going to be on Lush Radio Online. He has it posted up on there. He has it on, you know, he has it all over. So check out for the show, man. And also, man, we got today, actually tonight, you got Common in Baltimore right now at Sonar, presented by the Chief Rocker, the one and only Busy B. The 14th, like I said, Ron Browns, New Jersey. And we got Young Soldier doing his 1-2 music video shoot. I'll be down in North Carolina if you want to snap some pictures with the one and only Lushy Lush, Lush, Lush. You
and it's Akeem's birthday on Saturday, too.
It's whose?
Akeem Shabazz.
Yeah, and Akeem Shabazz B-Day, fellow Piscean, is on the 14th, so if y'all know Hakeem, calling up, Hakeem Shabazz of DigiWax, the one and only, call him up or hit him up on email and say, yo, Hakeem, what up, happy B-Day, you know what I'm saying, hit him up. It's the same day. Also, the Women's Empowerment event is going down, and the Women's in Hip-Hop is going down on the 14th, too, man. Too many events, man. It's crazy, man. And then March the 27th, you got your man Rakim in Sonar, too. And March 19th, the one and only, your girl, Lushy Lush, B-Day, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm calling, man. Show me some love, man. Thursday, we getting it in. Rock with me now. And, you know, if ain't nobody tell you they love you, I love you, man. We doing it together, man. Street Queens, the movement, man. Same time, same place. We always here to empower people and show people the way. Check us out at www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Like I said, once again, we're still looking for people to donate blankets for Shepherd's Cove, the homeless shelter. And also, the Street Queens will be working on an event because we know prom is coming up. So we're trying to get people to donate, you know, either prom dresses or suits and stuff for some of these youth for the prom, you know. Or, you know, if you want to donate a little bit of money so the kids can get their corsages or something, you know what I'm saying. So we're going to let them write in and tell us why they need it and we're going to snap some pictures, so let us know what's popping, man. You know, prom, Street Queens prom, we're getting it in. It's all day, every day, Street Queens the movement. So we love y'all. Emma, tell them once again, well, go to www.e2kmagazineonline, check for Emma. Trip, tell them how to hit you up, Trip.
TripleplatinumUnderground.com, all my info's on there, Twitter me, email me, all that.
That's what it is. Your girl, Lushy Lush, we in the building. We can't stop. We won't stop. I'm not Rockefeller, y'all. I'm Lushy Lush, y'all, man. Make sure the amount of effort you put in is the amount that you're going to get back. Real talk. Think about it, man. If you really want something out of life, man, you got to work for it. You got to put some effort into it. If you don't, then you're going to be cut short. Holler at your girl, Lushy Lush. We in the building. Street Queens, the movement for life. We can't stop. We won't stop. Y'all can be mad at us, but y'all got to love us at the same time. You already know. And we out. Yeah.
Peace.
Yeah.